Welcome back to CWC Dive Deep. Join us in taking a deeper look into this past week's message as we discuss how we can actively pursue God and grow in our faith. I'm your host, Caleb Swartz, and joining me today is Pastor Arley. Welcome, Pastor Arley.
Thank you, Caleb. It's good to be here.
And later on in the episode, we will have Pastor Brandon, Pastor Ken, and Chad Heisey joining us as well for their weigh-in on today's discussion. So, Pastor Arley, I'm curious, what left an impression on you as you were preparing this message?
I think probably because we're talking about spiritual leadership, I wanted people to be able to walk away having a better handle on how to look toward spiritual leadership and who they should really follow, who they should submit to their authority, and giving them some real specific guidelines to help them be able to manage that. Because overall, I feel that Christians are often very gullible, sincerely following some wrong direction. And it makes them very open and with a situation that may make them vulnerable in that sense to really false teachers. Hmm. And as Scripture has pointed out, as time progresses, we get closer to the return of Christ, that's going to increase. And so how will they defend themselves if they don't know who godly spiritual leaders are and what is their criteria? So I guess I was thinking about all those things as I was trying to prepare.
Yeah, both inside and outside of the church. I mean, I'm just envisioning a workplace environment where, you know, somebody's in a leadership role, but it's positional and not necessarily one that you should model their behavior and what they're doing.
Yes.
And so what do you think some of these false teachings are going to look like? Because everybody gets this idea that it's going to be a giant religion, I think.
Right.
But I'm not sure that's necessarily it. What are your thoughts on what we need to watch out for?
Sure. I think that the false teachings themselves will always carry a strong element of truth. And I think that that's the part that's going to mislead people. They won't have a sharp enough understanding to know when it goes off track. So it kind of stays on track in the beginning, and then it starts moving that direction. And that scares me for people because they just are so susceptible to those kinds of things. I think the emergent teachers, for example, that are happening today in our culture are really taking people off track. They really refuse the authority of Scripture, and they start building in their own authorities. And then from there, they start redefining their own faith journey as they feel it is. And that's all very dangerous.
So, Pastor Arley, what is one thing that's made a huge impact on your ability to be a spiritual leader?
I think there are two things that I would say that are really, really critical. I know in my own spiritual journey, I think that the first thing that's important is your knowledge of the Word, so studying, and two, obedience. So not only are you hearing it, but you're doing it. And I think teaching it is probably the most critical piece. It's probably helped me. In the very beginning, I taught kids. I know that was really helpful because I had to study for every lesson. Then I taught Bible studies. And you have to always know more than what the people know or what you're sharing. And so the more that you study, and then of course sermons, and the more you study, the more it helps you to develop in your own spiritual maturity and understanding. So I think all of that was really critical in my own journey. I love hearing that people are studying in the precepts Bible studies. Those precepts Bible studies are so good to help people get rooted and grounded. I think that's the really big issue today is that people are taken off track because they don't have a good foundation and they're not grounded enough. And so a new kind of teaching comes along. Somebody shares something and pretty soon they go off following it. And I'm like, come on, like, that's not what Scripture says. And it's not all of context and all that's there. But if they don't have that basis, I mean, it makes them very vulnerable.
Right. And such simple things, too. For example, God won't give you more than you can handle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, that's not true. That's
no,
not what Scripture
does.
Says. Yeah. Otherwise, we wouldn't need him.
Right.
Come on. And so I think there's just 1,000 of those that you can be misguided on unless you have that foundation like you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's hear from Pastor Brandon, Pastor Ken, and Chad Heisey on this question. What is one thing that has made a huge impact on your ability to be a spiritual leader?
The biggest thing that has caused me to be a better spiritual leader is learning through failure. It has caused me to examine myself and my disciplines. It was about 2011 when I went through the failure process, and it really did cause me to, man, what am I doing? And so that failure, how to handle it, how to come through it successfully, has really springboarded my ability to be a spiritual leader and to relate to my audience.
One thing that's made a huge impact on my ability to be a spiritual leader is the encouragement of other leaders and other people. It's helped confirm God's call on my life. One thing is the enemy tried to do early on was convince me that I was not worthy of being a spiritual leader. And the encouraging words of Pastor Arley, the other pastors on the team, Dr. Wood, our former district superintendent, instructors in my ministry courses, and people in our congregation had a huge impact on me stepping into the leadership roles God's called me to.
Well, one thing that has made a huge impact on my ability to be a spiritual leader is looking to others that I claim to be spiritual leaders in my life and looking at how they lead and what they do to lead and trying to make that a part of my life and emulating my life to be similar so that others will then eventually look to me, hopefully down the road, and look to me as a spiritual leader in their life. One of my spiritual leaders is one of my uncles that I really look up to. He has a very big spiritual presence, and I claim him as one of my spiritual leaders. Another one is several men that were in my previous church, the church that I grew up in, and their lives, I've always looked to them and said that those are spiritual leaders, and those are types of guys that I want to be like when I grow up.
And so as you've continued to lead the, you know, in so many capacities over the years, and Christ Wesleyan for, you know, 37 years, what have you found to be the best practice for leading people? If you had to narrow it down.
You know, I just really think that, well, for one, and I've said this often, from the very beginning when I first came to Christ, I prayed for wisdom daily. I just felt like that's a really great thing to pray for, because that all encompasses all kinds of things. And so, and then how do you gain wisdom? Well, I think you gain wisdom by knowledge of Scripture, but I think you gain wisdom by watching other people's mistakes, by watching good leaders, by seeing those kinds of things, by study, reading. And so all of those things, I think I've been kind of like attuned to what I see happening to make sure that I can do that myself. And then obviously learning from your own mistakes. Some of my, you know, hardest lessons have taught me some of the best things that I needed to learn. And they've been more cemented in my thoughts as a result. So, you know, I just think there's a whole host of ways to be able to lead people. And I think you have to be careful to always be learning yourself in regard to it. Like, is this working? Is this not working? Like, kind of that self-evaluation tool that you're kind of evaluating, like, is there a better way to do that? Are people engaged? I think seeing how people respond, I mean, you have to become an intuitive leader. And I think that either you are an intuitive leader or you have to learn how to be one. And because I think that's such an important piece to leading people, to knowing where they are and how they're hearing and where, you know, what their heart and desire is as well.
Now, let's hear Pastor Brandon, Pastor Ken, and Chad Heisey's take on what is your best practice for leading people.
I think when you can learn to lead yourself, you can lead others better. Leading yourself propels you to be able to lead others well. I think I do that by continuing to learn and to take care of myself. Something I call the big three is you got to spend time alone with God as a spiritual leader. You got to have that time in. The way I do that is the car ride from my home to work to prepare me for this job, and also the ride home to prepare me to be the best husband I can be to Nikki, to unwind, to recalibrate myself. So I shut off my radio. I don't listen to my radio at all. I just spend that time. It's 12 minutes to and 12 minutes from. So it gives me about 25 minutes every single day of that time that I don't waver from. Also, second, personal care and growth. I take care of my body, and I could eat a little bit better, but I make sure I have plenty of exercise throughout the week, and I read as many books as I can. Also, the third one is to mentor and be mentored. I want to give you a resource out there, listeners. It's called The Divine Mentor by Wayne Cordero. It's all about being mentored by biblical leaders. It's really, really awesome, and it'll spur you on to be a mentor, but also make sure you're being mentored as well. So those are the big three. The best practices are alone time with God, personal care and growth, and mentor and be mentored. If you're doing those things and you're leading yourself, you will be able to lead others well.
If I have to pick one best practice, I would say the best practice for leading people is remaining connected to God. This is my source of wisdom, love, and grace, all of which are needed as I lead. It also helps me to remain humble. All you have to do is compare yourself to God, and helps in that process as well. So best practice is staying connected, which means praying daily, reading God's word every day, and associating, being connected with other people who can help you in all those areas.
What is your best practice for leading people? I would claim that one of my practices, I'm not a big teacher type person. I'm not a up in front type person, but I lead by doing and living out my testimony so that others can look to me and see my testimony more so than they might hear it from me.
Well, it was great getting that input. And now, Pastor Arley, let me ask you, what challenge do you want to leave listeners with this week?
I would continue to help people to develop deeper appreciation and understanding of godly leadership.
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like? What kind of models do I see in my life that would exemplify that? And then, seeing that those same things be reproduced in me. Because if you look up to godly leadership, the likelihood, whatever we focus on is what we become like.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I think Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Hmm.
Well, two things, you have to focus on Christ, and then you focus on a human that you see before you who's exemplifying that.
Hmm.
And I think that all of us need to be challenged in that way to see, how do I see Jesus in somebody else? And how would I like that to be reproduced in me?
Yeah, excellent. Thank you so much, Pastor Arley. Thanks for joining us today on CWC Dive Deep. I hope you were encouraged today. Join us next Monday as we continue Be the Guardian. If you missed last week's episode, be sure to check that out on cwc.life, where we provide you with sermon notes, weekly study material, and other great messages to dive into. Have a great week.